know, we all get in our habits of places we've gone in the past, and now it's an opportunity to go, you know what, this is the time I'm going to give this particular restaurant a try, because they are doing this for the community and being such an important part of the community.
This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show. This session of the radio show shares my conversation with Jane Fulton. She's part of the Franklin Interfaith Council food security team. We had our conversation via conference bridge to adhere to the social distancing requirements of this pandemic period. We talk about Project Envoy starting February 1, and the calendar is set for February, March, and April. You can eat in, take out at the restaurant of the day per the calendar. This helps out the restaurant during the pandemic. The restaurant in turn will contribute a portion of the sales to help out the Franklin Food Pantry. A win-win-win for Franklin. The link to the Project Envoy page is included in the show notes. Our conversation runs about 16 minutes, so let's listen in to my conversation with Jane. So Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, WFPR-FM, anywhere on the internet. And here in the Franklin area, dial the old style dial, 102.9. Today, we've got Jane Fulton representing the Project Envoy from the Franklin Interfaith subgroup, and exactly the subgroup, you can help me with that, Jane. So Jane, thank you for doing this. Welcome. Yeah, tell me a little bit about what we're doing.
So Steve, we're so excited because this is the first project of the Franklin Interfaith Council food security team. It's our flagship project. And what is involved in Project Envoy is that we're trying to support our local restaurants in Franklin and also support the Franklin Food Pantry. So the way that it works is that we've developed a calendar of restaurants for February through April. And when people dine at restaurants, a restaurant on a particular day that they're on the calendar, that restaurant has agreed to give a part of those the proceedings of that sale to the Franklin Food Pantry. So it's a win for the restaurants, the private restaurants in Franklin. It's a win for the employees that are supported that work there. It's mm-hmm. a win for the Franklin Food Pantry because they will get the money they need to support the 1,600 families in the Franklin area that rely on the Franklin Food Pantry for their food.
Sure. So there's a calendar. So it's not like, and I think when we can clarify, when I saw the announcement originally, there was 8 restaurants. I think there's now 9. There may be 10, 11, 12 as this continues to grow, which is all good. So it's not like you go to a restaurant anytime and say, I want to do this. There's a specific restaurant for that day that's participating in this.
That's correct. So we've published the February calendar. It resides on the Franklin Food Pantry website under Project Envoy. And you can, anyone who is thinking about ordering takeout on a particular day, for example, they can go to the calendar and see which restaurant is featured that day and order their takeout from that restaurant that day. And they'll know that they'll get a great meal from a local restaurant and at the same time support the food pantry, the Franklin Food Pantry, all in just by ordering your dinner from a local restaurant.
Right. So instead of saying, well, what am I going to do today? It's like, well, what's on the calendar? Oh, let's do Chinese. Let's do pizza. Let's do whatever that day could be a suggestion to follow through on.
So it's a really a great tool, Steve, because the families in Franklin can look at the calendar together and say which days they want to order from these restaurants, whether it's their favorite restaurants or a favorite type of cuisine, and plan to order from those restaurants and know that their order is generating money for a local restaurant and for the Franklin Food Pantry at the same time. Makes it super simple for them.
Even in the family planning, if they're doing family meal, and then they can look out the week and then even schedule their food purchases, whether ShopRite, Shaw's, Big Y, wherever they're getting their food, they can say, well, we'll do this on Tuesday and then do whatever's on Wednesday, right? And coordinate it that way as well.
That's right. So, and it's not really just for families, right? So if you own a business in Franklin and you're bringing in catering for your team because they've done a great job, or maybe this is the time to do it when they can.
Or you've got a virtual meeting, but going to have some people in the office, et cetera. This is the place to order for that day.
Not everybody can work from home. There are certainly businesses that have to come together. And if you're going to order for your team, whether that's sack lunches or whatever, why not order from this calendar where it'll benefit so many people, including the pantry?
No, it definitely sounds like a win-win-win. So I'm all for it. That kind of coordination, collaboration, helping each other, eat out, eat in, help out is probably the best way to say it.
Exactly. So it's really an opportunity for neighbor to help neighbor to build a stronger community, especially during a difficult time during the pandemic, where we all, by simply doing something just slightly differently, ordering from a local restaurant, and maybe planning a little by looking at the calendar and saying, it's on these days that I'm going to order. And I know that I'm going to be helping the Franklin Food Pantry and in turn 1,600 families that rely on it by simply ordering from these places that have, agreed to give a portion of their sale to the pantry.
And they need the help. So we'll give them some business and then they'll help. So it's kind of the quid pro quo and that all works.
And I think one of the exciting things is too that there's some restaurants that I haven't tried yet on the calendar. And I'm looking forward to trying them, right? Yes. So, we all get in our habits of places we've gone in the past. And now it's an opportunity to go, this is the time I'm going to give this particular restaurant a try because they are doing this for the community and being such an important part of the community. I'm excited about it. And the other thing I'm excited about is sharing what I learn about them. A lot of times I'll share my feedback about, some fabulous meal that I had with my friends on Facebook or on Twitter. And I really look forward to doing that. I hope other people do as well and use our hashtags, by the way. So we have two hashtags that we're using. And the first one is hashtag of Project Envoy.
Simple,
right? And the second one is No One Goes Hungry Franklin. Okay. And it really speaks to two things. Well, the name of the project so that we can carry that on. And No One Goes Hungry in Franklin speaks to the fabulous meals, of course, that all these restaurants are preparing people who purchase them. But it also speaks to the Franklin Food Pantry that helps so many of our neighbors when they need it.
That's the hashtags will be good. We'll include them in the show notes. So if people haven't scrambled to find a piece of pen and paper and to write it down, they'll be able to check the show notes on Franklin Matters. And I'm assuming the tags are also on Project Envoy. But if they're not, then at least follow the tag Project Envoy on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I'm sure somebody will be there. And some of the other social tools that some people may be into more than others, and you'll find it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting. The Boston Globe has recently begun a project itself called Project Takeout, the hashtag Project Takeout. And, the premise of it is that it's our civic duty to go and buy takeout to support these restaurants. And it just happens to coincide with the work that the Franklin, Interfaith Council is doing with this food security initiative. And it just happened at the same time. But using the hashtag Project Takeout would be helpful too.
Good minds do think alike.
Well, I really believe that we have some fantastic minds working on this project. And it really is rewarding to work with people across the different parishes in Franklin. They're outstanding people, all driven with the same mission to help the community by bringing these restaurants and the Franklin Food Pantry together to have this win-win for everybody. But we need everybody's help to spread the word that this program exists. Yep. Tell your friends. We are hoping that people will tell friends and family and businesses in the Franklin area not just Franklin, but the Franklin area.
Of course, because that's one of the things that, you know, if folks are not aware, I'll put a plug for some of the other things I do. There's an Economic Development Council subcommittee, part of the town council. They've been working on enhancing and determining a project plan or steps to take from a market study that was published last year that had been done. There's a lot of things happening in terms of trying to improve and do local business. There's the Think Franklin First campaign. It certainly ties in with this. So you can hashtag both Project Envoy, Think Franklin First. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
And yeah, to the extent that there even are, what, 10 churches in the Interfaith Council? So there's 10 communities, but we're operating as one. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right, right. And it, you know, it was really rewarding to have this team come together so fast with a shared mission.
Right.
You know, a lot of us have never actually physically met each other, but we have a shared belief in supporting the community, supporting, you know, these restaurants and supporting the food pantry. And that shared mission brought us together. It's been amazing to work on such a great team.
And I think the other plug I'll make in, because it was occurring as we were thinking through this, talking through this, clearly in the pandemic, we still need to be social, albeit at a distance. The use of the tags, right? So we're still socially distanced, even if we do order for the Rome on the first day. I could be going in at 1 hour and you're coming in at the other hour. We don't meet in the corridor like we used to, right? Or at Acapulco's or at Spruce Pond or at these different places. But by using the tag in the social media, now at least, oh, you were there. What did you have? I was there and I had this. Right.
Right. Exactly. You know, if people could share what their experiences were, the great takeout they got, whether that's just food or the, you know, a lot of there's, you know, adult beverages that can be taken out now as part of the pandemic. And some people might even decide to order, if it's their favorite restaurant, maybe they order tonight's dinner, or maybe they order tomorrow's dinner as well. And they put it in the fridge because it's their favorite, but that money went, they know that purchase went toward, some of it went toward the food pantry. There's a lot of ways to do it, but if everybody kind of thinks a little different, just a little differently,
right?
Thinking about another restaurant that they might try they haven't before, maybe they buy two meals instead of one. Maybe they buy, you know, a family-sized portion of something and eat it for a couple of days. All of those different ways will help. It will help generate cash flow for those restaurants during the pandemic, and it'll help generate donations to the Franklin Food Pantry when they really need it most. I don't know if you've had the Franklin Food Pantry on here before, but the demand on their services during the pandemic have gone up 20% in our community during the pandemic. And so you can only imagine how much that puts strain on resources for them, and every dollar that can come from the purchase of these meals and restaurants that need the business will make a huge difference. Absolutely huge. And we have big goals to achieve with this program. And we're not working with a budget. We're just a bunch of people who just really believe in an idea coming together, but not necessarily with a budget. We just need everybody to just help spread the word, buy from these restaurants, let the donations come in.
Yeah. And for regular listeners, they perhaps recall that we did have at least Lynn calling a couple of times, particularly when they were going through their early changes in terms of the schedule, the delivery of the pickups due to the pandemic. And then we also did one in, I believe, August of 2020 with Jen Coos and the volunteers for the community garden, which provides a whole bunch of fresh produce for the food pantry clients. So yeah, we're due to get them back again. But certainly this is a current topic. It needs to be said, and we'll share and ask others to share as well.
That'd be fantastic.
Anything else to add specifically? I think we've covered, and I'll include in the links. So the food pantry page has the calendar for the month of February. March and April will be out there in advance of those time periods.
That's right.
buy on the day from that place, or at least plan to buy on the day that fits your diet, menu, family planning, etc. Share via the hashtags in your social media channels and spread the word.
That's right. And just know that every purchase from these restaurants is going to support a business and the employment of those people in that business and the food pantry, and you get a great meal out of it, and you get to try some new places. It's just a win all the way around, and all it takes is just a little bit of effort on everyone's part to share information about the program, encourage others to buy from the restaurants on that calendar, on those calendar dates, to refer to the calendar, you know, when they are ready to order out, and together we'll make a huge difference to all of those stakeholders in this.
Sounds good. Well, thank you for taking time, and I'm sure we'll have an opportunity to touch base and do an update along the way. So
I hope so. Thank you so much for having me today, Steve.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.